about it in Squaw Valley, but it doesn't surprise me. And they have been reported to the FCC for doing that. So that's probably more Dollar General than it is coverage. And it affects all the carriers. So that has been brought up before, kind of a side note. But that's, if that answers the questions and the concerns, and I do appreciate the opposition bringing that up. We do have a list of the multiple candidates that we looked at and the people that were notified. And I believe staff has this, correct?
Yeah, that's in the
ASA. So did the commissioners get this?
We have it where you notified or you asked, you considered their alternative sites, that mm-hmm. one?
We did.
16 and 8 of them didn't respond. So is that just because there's no follow-up with them, or did they not respond positively, or it says owner did not respond to LOI?
Let's call a letter of intent. Yes. So they mail those out, and we don't get a response. That's usually indicated that they're not interested.
Would there have been better sites than this one? They just didn't respond?
Not necessarily. We had probably 4 or 5 areas that were fairly equal. The current area was falled into the majority of our objective by covering the main road. So I understand the concerns, but again, our goal as Verizon is we're not reaching these homes, and. Okay.
And you need to stay a certain distance from the high voltage lines for interference, or just
well, no, we can co-locate on those PG&E towers if PG&E allows it. My recollection of that tower was it probably wasn't allowed based on the way it looks to me from here. If it was allowed, it was probably not. I know this sounds crazy, but there's no power, right? So. What you're looking at is high voltage. It has to be tapped down to a transformer level to be able to power the cell equipment, and you still have to have the power. So there were reasons why that wasn't done.
This one, it made it sound like proximity to high voltage power lines will not allow for tower on the parcel.
And I think to that point, the PG&E would not allow us. They would have had to have put additional steel on top of the tower to make it locatable for telecommunications equipment. They have to be 30 feet separation between the conductor and the communications equipment, and I don't think that tower supported it, if I remember correctly. Apologies, it's been several years since we started this project.
Okay. Commissioner Wolf.
A number of the opposition letters, or the people that stood up and talked, said this doesn't seem like a very effective place to put a cell tower, and you're talking about reaching the neighbors that are down the valley. And according to a map we've got, which is Exhibit 4, it just doesn't look like there's very many homes in that area that you're trying to reach. And I'm just wondering, at what point is this a good economic decision to reach the 15, 20 homes? I don't understand it, really. So would you describe that, why this is so important to be in this valley where... That's all, especially if there's other resources for these guys to have service.
Well, so to answer that, when we were given this proposal, this came from an issue where the residents, along with our Verizon headquarters, wanted to serve this area. They looked at different economic indicators. They looked at areas where there was a lack of service. We looked at the Bear Mountain site, why it wouldn't reach, what could be done. And we did look at the peaks. I mean, the first thing we do is we try to look in anything rural that's mountainous and what have you. We try to find higher elevations that are close enough that they can still serve. But again, you got to have power, and you got to have a way to call what's transport, either fiber optic or microwave. None of those conditions were met. So our only choice was to try to go in some of the adjacent properties or co-locate. I don't recall the AT&T tower that he's speaking of, if that was something that I'm sure we looked at it. But I'm not sure it's 15 to 20 homes. When I looked at Google, it looked like more than that. But that's what we were pressed for. was people wanted to have additional service in the area. So that was the reason that Verizon came forward and said, we'll build the tower.
Can I ask, what's the additional service? Because we've heard that many have cell service, very adequate cell service, both Verizon and other carriers. So what are they not getting?
They're not getting data services. They're getting, you can make a phone call, and that's about what you can do. I can't speak to AT&T, only to us. There is no rural broadband availability in this area at all, and it won't work. It's too far from the Bear Mountain site, which is the closest serving area, and that will not reach. So the idea was to give them high-speed internet access.
So really, it's just having another carrier to be able to provide this, because they're streaming. So somebody's providing it already.
I'm not sure who's in the area providing it currently. That would be something that the residents could answer. But I know there's very limited access to streaming services, broadband services in the area. That I know.
Commissioner Hill.
Mm-hmm. Well, could you tell me, I understand Squaw Valley, it has the ups and the downs with the mountains, the parcels and acreage are large pieces. They're not small.
Right.
So you may have only five residents because there's grazing land and all of this. So it's not going to be like we think in our head subdivision down here. You're going to have to take a ride up to Squaw Valley to see what you're up against.
Right.
But yet to give the people the opportunity to get this, what I'm hearing you're trying to do by providing the cell tower.
Correct.
So you're not going to say it's going to lots of people because.
Well, so let me kind of back up a little bit on this. So I get a fair amount of freedom on where the sites go based on a lot of indicators that we use within our group to decide where these go. And so return on investment, to Commissioner Wolf's point, is an important indicator. However, there was a huge initiative that was pushed way above my pay grade to try to reach certain communities. Squaw Valley was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't engineer this just from, and to the point of the gentleman here, I agree with him in that, yes, absolutely, if I could go up on a mountain and I could spend $2 million, that's what I would do. But we were given a parameter that said, you need to reach these homes, here's what you have, look at all available options, and do what you need to do. And that's exactly what we did. So I didn't just engineer this from my desk. I drove the area. And it is a tough area.
Right.
There's no right answer in anything that you get into when you're talking about rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is going to either get not served, someone's going to get served, and there's going to be issues. That's just the nature of where God put the mountains, right? So we do the best we can with what we have. And that's where we come from. So I would say, you know, is there a better way to do this? I don't know that there is. And if you're going to serve these residents, this may be the best you can do, unless you can find a tower that's up on a higher ridge. From what we did on our analysis, we couldn't find one.
Mm-hmm.
And when I drove it, I couldn't find one. So, and I'm not the only one. There are field engineers that are local to the area. A colleague of mine has been doing this for 25 years as well. He wasn't aware of one.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked. And, you know, we make mistakes too, but I don't think we did on this one.
I understand what you're trying to do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you know where the closest AT&T tower is?
I don't. And I think the Bear Mountain site is co-located. And I thought AT&T was up there with us. So if they have another tower, I'm not aware of where it is.
Okay. Any other questions, Mr. Coles? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was the rebuttal. So at this time, we will allow one speaker to surrebut comments that Mr. Coles had. Now, Mr. Martinez, I don't know if the other speaker wanted to say something. I'd like one to respond, and I'll say if there's something that he doesn't address, I'll let you come up for that, but I don't want you to come up and repeat the same thing.
My name is Juan Martinez. I spoke earlier Okay. Now, first of all, I don't like people making comments or making statements that are untrue. When you put, see those panels here? These are called sectors. See, it's blasting this way, blasting that way, blasting this way, blasting right into my mountain. So don't tell me, and you know what? If you want to hit people right down the road, you put a sector this way, and maybe this way and this way. But right here, that's my house right here, over here. So you're blasting into my mountain. There's no need for this sector to point at my house at the end of the day. You could point that guy right down the road. There's no reason to point him at my neighbor's house either. You could point it straight down the road, straight down the valley, a two-sector site. But what do we have here? We got three sectors. That means it goes in all directions. So I just don't like the fact that you're lying. That's it. You're blasting into my mouth.
Okay, I will let... Oh, Mr. Martinez, we have a question for you.
Okay.
The question, Mr. Martinez, is about the service that you do receive. It sounds like Mr. Coles wasn't aware of other servers in that area. What can you say about that, and what servers are there? What towers do you know exist, okay, and if they work?
Could I defer the question to my wife? Because she spent all the time making sure we had internet. So I work from home, and when I have Verizon, and guess what I do? I go, what's that thing?
Hotspot.
I connect to my computer, connect to a server somewhere else, and I can work from home. Right now, we're using my Verizon. And if I want to watch a movie, I could turn on my T-Mobile and I turn on a movie. And I'm working from home, listening to listening to music on my YouTube, and watching a movie if I want. And this is all with current service provided. There's Netgear. There's like a list of them all out there. And yes, it comes down to money, but I'm not gonna say, make a weird comment, but point is, anybody who wants the internet there can get it. Maybe it's gonna cost you $80, but you can get it. So I'm not worried about I'm right across the street. I'm not worried about trying to get cheap internet. I just don't want to be looking at that thing every time I open my door. I got the panels, that sector, one of those four sector site. That's a four sector site, not three. No, oh my God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sector site. And out of those two bottom sectors ain't doing nothing. They're going right into the mountain. See the topo lines? See, that's mountain. See, right here, it's kind of flat. So all you're gonna really service is here. Here, look at more mountain. Oh, look at more mountain. What are you doing? You're just blasting me and my neighbor.
All right. Okay, I think we can move on, Mr. Martinez. Thank you. All right, it needs to be related to
the points
that were brought up by Mr. Coles.
I will cover
slowly now.
Yeah, I will cover two things.
State your name.
Panagiotis Papadimitriou, and I'm going to cover two things. One was that this location is ideal from a Verizon perspective, that they look at other alternatives. And the second is, whether there are other alternatives other than Verizon in the area that you can go for. So for the first one, whether this location is ideal for Verizon, I will let the Verizon analysis speak for itself. Sorry. They do provide, oh, it's not here. There is the ring that they look for in the report that they send. Can people look at the report?
Talking about our report here?
Yes. The report that they provided as part of this hearing, this is page number 38 in the report. It's exhibit 6, page 9.
Yes.
So that's the place you can see the gold ring, and I guess they picked the ring searching for the ideal location. You would imagine that the ideal location would be somewhere in the center, right? That's why you pick a location and a ring around. But if you try to see where exactly they pick the antenna, it's all the way at the edge of the circle. Can you see that there?
Yeah.
So.
We don't show a ring, but we show the.
Can I bring it? Yeah.
Well, we have that map, I think, that shows the
different
proposed sites and alternatives. I don't know if that's going to work.
Hold on. He's going to bring it up. There it is. Nope.
Now, does this go to Mr. Cole's comments about
How ideally the location.
Locating elsewhere, other locations?
Yeah, exactly. Where he said that they look for so many alternatives, but this is really the ideal location. And also he mentioned cost effectiveness. In this map, you can also see the streets that lead all the way to the mountains. That's why they had many alternatives that were very close to the mountains, but none of them were picked because there was no interest from the tenants.
Well, he had listed 16 parcels.
Yes.
Some did not respond to the letter of intent. Some they dismissed because they couldn't locate the tower on the parcel, maybe due to elevation or...
16 didn't return a request. One was excluded and one declined, and it is part of the opposition as well. So 16 didn't come back because they didn't have any interest.
No interest or no response.
No response, yeah.
Okay, and then other reasons they couldn't do the others. So getting back or finishing up your testimony.
Yeah. So as I said, with respect to the ideal of the location, I would say the map speaks of itself, that you are talking about the boundary about where they would put it and make sense. And also the roads in the same map, I would say they counter the argument that there is not really access to locations that are closer to the mountain. You can see all of the roads, they are listed there. The other thing that has to do with that, I think there was a question that maybe, you know what, we don't need Verizon because we have other services. It's actually worse than that. I am a Verizon customer, and also Juan is a Verizon customer. And the numbers that I mentioned in my mail are from measurements from the Verizon device. And why I got Verizon? Because if you go to the Verizon map today, and I don't know whether I can project that, Verizon, in their commercial site, they advertise high coverage in the area. And actually, they are true. I think it's one of the best services that you can have there.
We're getting away a little bit from what Mr. Coles stated. So, but I think we understand what you're getting at. Any questions of the speaker?
No.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to close the public portion of the hearing. Bring back to the commission for discussion, or if you have questions of the applicant or anyone, we can reopen the hearing for that. Yes. I will open it to see what your one point is. State your name again, please, if you would.
Walter Coles, Verizon Wireless. To Mr. Martinez's point, and I apologize that I didn't make that clear, when these drawings are submitted, they're zoning drawings, right? It's a zoning drawing that shows the cell site. It is a general, this is the amount of equipment maximum that we're going to put on, and we put generic azimuths in. In other words, the sector azimuths. The fourth sector he was referring to is a microwave shot to reach to Bear Mountain to be able to provide transport into the site. Those aren't the azimuths. The azimuths are actually going down Elwood. It's not four sectors. I don't even think it's three. So that's, I just want to make clear I'm not lying. So typically when we provide a package to a planning commission, that's a zoning, it's not the actual design. The design that you saw on the coverage map is the design. That is what's going to cover it. But when you look at the sector map, that's the max zoning we're going to do that we will do on a site. For example, the previous sites that we put up, they may show four antennas. That just means we can go up to four. I'd never do four. I usually do it with a one antenna solution with an additional 5G antenna, so two total for each sector, which is typically a three sector site as opposed to 12. We put the 12 on so we don't have to go back for approval if we have to expand based on technology evolving and so on. So I just want to make that clear.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, close the hearing again and bring back to the commission a discussion and a motion.
I move to approve the recommended motion by staff.
I'll second it.
Okay, there's a motion by Commissioner Zante and a second by Commissioner Hill to approve as per staff. Any discussion?
Sure.
Commissioner Wolf.
I know I don't feel good about this one. I feel like this agenda item, we have the opposition here in the room, and there's a reason. I think these are the people that are most affected by it and the people that could benefit the most from it, and they're not behind it. So I just feel like in this case, I feel like SAC Wireless is just trying to put some poles someplace, and they're just sticking them in so that maybe they'll have, you know, 40 poles in a region to someday sell to somebody else. I don't feel good about the need for this particular spot, especially if the people that are benefiting don't even want it. It doesn't make sense to me at all. I just feel like it should be researched more, and a better spot should be chosen. I feel like the alternate spots, the fact that nobody responded means it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't even mean they got it. It doesn't mean they even got to a mailbox. It doesn't mean a single thing. So I feel like it's an exaggeration of how far they looked and how hard they tried. Anyway, I think there's a purpose for these kind of reviews, and I think personally I'm glad that people are in the room that have a feeling about it, and I respect that they're here, and I tend to side with the people that already have the property and bought the property thinking they were going to get something, and now we're throwing them a curveball. That's all. It's about a little bit about property rights.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, we have a motion and a second. Motion by Commissioner Zante, second by Commissioner Hill to approve as per staff. We'll do a roll call vote.
Commissioner Zante?
Yes.
Commissioner or Vice Chair Hill?
Yes.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Let me say no.
Commissioner Arabian?
Yes.
Commissioner Carver?
No.
Commissioner Chatha has left. Commissioner Yule is not here. Commissioner Quist?
No.
And Commissioner Wolf?
No.
Okay, this fails 4-3. Now, it may be appealed to the Board of Supervisors. Is that correct? Otherwise, it's final. Is that correct? Or do we need another motion? So we need a motion to deny. And what if the motion to deny fails for some reason?
I can try to make a motion to deny.
Oh, that's fine, but... Okay, so we had a motion. You need a motion that has a majority vote. That's what you need. Okay, so Commissioner Wolf can make a motion. Do you want to add anything to it? Let me ask staff. I'll go ahead and make your motion. That's fine. Alternative motion. And then I think it's... Page 9. So it sounds like you can't make the finding, at least number 3. Is that correct?
No. Okay. Or even number 1.
Raymond, put the motions on, the 5 elements up.
Okay. So do you want to go ahead and make the motion, Commissioner Wolf?
I move to determine that the required findings cannot be made. It's hard for me to rationalize finding number 1. I can't make finding number 1. I don't think it's appropriate for that neighborhood. You mentioned number 3. We don't need too many. Yes. Number 3. It's not consistent with the residential neighborhood. Single family residence is located throughout. I don't think it's appropriate. I direct the secretary to prepare a resolution documenting the commission's action.
Okay. I will second that motion. So we have a motion by Commissioner Wolf. The chair made the second to deny this application. Do a roll call vote again.
Commissioner Wolf?
Yes.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hill?
No.
Commissioner Arabian?
No.
Commissioner Carver?
Yes.
Commissioner Chatha is not here. Commissioner Yule is not here. Commissioner Quist?
Yes.
And Commissioner Zante?
No.
Okay. The motion to deny passes 4-3. Is final unless appeal to the Board of Supervisors and you check with staff on the procedure. It's in so many days. If it is appeal to the Board of Supervisors, notices will be sent out the same way that they were before. Okay. So that concludes item 7. Thank you, everybody. Item 8, consider adopt the 2024 Planning Commission meeting calendar. David, you want to just sum that up or just tell us what?
I got about a slideshow for about 5 minutes.
That'd be fine.
So this is the annual setting of the calendar. It's pretty self-evident. It's the same as last year. You've got 19 hearings. There are 2 hearings in 7 of the months. There's a single. We seem to be doing okay as far as the number of meetings, unless anybody has a particular problem with the proposed dates. We just ask you to go ahead and approve this item.
And as you have done in the past, if there's a reason that you don't have enough on the agenda, you just notify us and say the hearing is canceled.
Correct.
Okay. Do you need a motion or no? Yes?
I'll move to approve the recommended motion.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Zante, second by Commissioner Quist to adopt the Planning Commission calendar is presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries 7-0. Any reports or no?
And nothing new.
Nothing new. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Raymundo.
You're welcome.